New Rochelle, New York was once the epicenter of the highest number of coronavirus cases in the U.S. In March, there was a containment zone set up for 2 weeks before the implementation of statewide orders. That same month, New Rochelle became the site of New York's first drive-through COVID-19 mobile testing. I spoke with Mayor Noam Bramson about how the city has been faring since. Bramson, a Democrat, says the good news is the city is past the apex of the coronavirus.
The number of active cases in New Rochelle, as throughout Westchester, is declining week by week. That's a product of the good work that we're all doing to remain physically distant and avoid non-essential gatherings. Clearly, those measures have been effective. The further good news is that throughout this difficult 2 months, our community has been very strong. Not-for-profit agencies and community groups have really risen to the occasion. Neighbors have been helping neighbors. We've been able to maintain essential services. And there's been just a general spirit of mutual support among so many of our residents, which has been inspiring to see. The bad news is that many families are grieving the loss of loved ones, and that even on the downside of the apex, there are still hundreds of new cases each week throughout Westchester County. And this remains among the areas with the highest infection rates in the world. So we know that we still have a long road ahead, and it's important that we continue walking that road together.
What's going on with the testing at Glen Island?
The drive-in facility at Glen Island is still operating. We have been, in addition, working with state officials to open a new walk-in center.
The center opened today as a collaboration between the city and Montefiore, New Rochelle. Bramson says the testing site is in a more central portion of the community and more easily accessible to neighborhoods most heavily impacted by the virus. Meantime, Bramson hired a director of community engagement shortly after the containment zone was lifted to focus on volunteer and community group initiatives.
We brought on a full-time director of community engagement to help us identify service needs and gaps and to better coordinate the efforts of community agencies and not-for-profits. It's been a really important addition to our team and has helped to really mobilize local resources in a way that addresses human needs, such as food security and information flow. And we've also been able to launch an innovative new program called Nourish All, which uses contributions from developers and from the general public to purchase gift cards and gift certificates at local restaurants, and then in turn distribute those gift cards and gift certificates to residents who are in particular need of food assistance. So it's a great way to simultaneously support our business community and help our neighbors in need.
And kind of reeks of a homonym, right, of New Rochelle, Nourish All.
Exactly right. The name was coined to sound like our city.
Where are your efforts most focused now?
We continue to partner with county and state public health authorities in order to ensure everyone has the information they need to protect themselves and their families and emphasize the guidance that has been successful in flattening the curve and reducing the spread of the virus. At the same time, we're working to support the community agencies and not-for-profits that are addressing the human needs that are the secondary fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic. We know that many people and many businesses are under extreme economic pressure, and this is when neighbors really need to come together in mutual support. And finally, we want to protect our own workforce, make sure especially that our first responders and our DPW workers are able to continue working in the field with the protection that they need to not contract the virus themselves, and in the event when they do contract the virus, to get the best care possible.
And Mayor, clearly you follow what's going on the federal level, of course, as well as the state and county level. In the latest coronavirus relief package, state and local governments were left out, but they're promised to be included, at least by lawmakers in this area, in the next CARES package. What are your needs, and what would you want to see come out of the federal government?
Well, state and local budgets everywhere are being crushed by the pandemic. We've seen a dramatic reduction in multiple revenue sources that, if it is not addressed by the federal government, will put enormous pressure on exactly the unit of government that funds police officers and firefighters and sanitation workers and other essential service providers. It would be extraordinarily irresponsible for the federal government to fail to pass a meaningful package of support for state and local government. And I have to believe that sober analysis of our needs will ultimately prevail and that Washington will come through.
Are you looking at furloughs? Are you looking at cutback in services with or without? I mean, if enough aid comes through, does that save you in a sense, or are you still looking at any cutbacks?
Well, that would depend on the dimensions of any assistance that we receive and on the dimensions of the exact shortfall. It's too soon to be sure just how severe our revenue shortfalls will be. We're still compiling those statistics, and our budget cycle runs with the calendar year, so we won't have to make these decisions firmly until November and December. But we know that the shortfall will be significant, and we know that without federal support, the choices before us will be exceptionally painful.
Is there anything you would like to see the governor announce or do or by executive order that would be helpful for New Rochelle?
No. I think the governor has been spectacular. He's been outstanding in outlining the nature of the challenge that we all face as New Yorkers. He's been outstanding in putting facts in context. He's done a great job of looking ahead and articulating the milestones that we'll have to reach in order to reopen the state. And he's been a wonderful advocate for federal assistance for state and local governments. I cannot think of any specific action I would want him to take that he hasn't already taken.
Are you seeing social distancing being practiced? Are people wearing their mask when they're supposed to, you know, observing the rules?
Overall, we're experiencing a very high level of compliance. In fact, if you had told me 2 months ago that the people in New Rochelle and elsewhere would be willing to reorient their lives to the degree we all have, I wouldn't have believed it. There are, of course, always instances of people behaving irresponsibly, and we try to enforce the social distancing requirements to the greatest degree we can. And we also encourage people to remind their neighbors about responsible action. But for the most part, people are doing what they should, and I'm grateful for and impressed by the way that the residents of our community have risen to the occasion.
Noam Bramson is mayor of New Rochelle in Westchester County. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.